silver fox is a melanistic form of the red fox, meaning the pigment in the fox grew darker than the red in the red fox's coat, making it a silver variation with many variations of fox colors. There are 30 different colors of fox in the world, but the silver one is very special. In the late 1800s, the silver fox was discovered in the region of North America. Once the silver fox was found, most hunters thought their fur was gorgeous, resulting in a lot of hunting for the fox, as they were high marks for value and were worn by many nobles of Russia, Western Europe, and China. Although they are not considered in danger of extinction, these species go through a lot of hunting and loss of habitat. The silver foxes represented about 10% of the red foxes, since the silver fox is just the red fox, but just their pigment becomes melanistic. With that, the silver foxes are incredibly rare. What does a silver fox live and where are they located? Silver foxes can be found all over the northern hemisphere in Australia, where they live in tree stumps and also old tree logs that have fallen down. The fox family is the only canine that can climb trees. The silver fox is mainly a carnivorous animal, but is considered an omnivore because they still have a diet for plants such as eggs and fruits like berries. The silver fox is actually more friendly towards humans. Sometimes they even seek attention. Typically, foxes only seek attention or bond with about one or two humans. The purpose of the silver fox in the ecosystem is to control the populations of the animals they prey on. They also disperse seeds by eating fruits. Lastly, there are also many farmers who bring foxes in, such as the silver fox, especially when there is a large amount of rodents and there are less foxes or predators in that area, so that the foxes can kill the rodent while the farmers' crops won't get eaten. The silver fox is very important to our ecosystem in history, as the coats were worn by many nobles at the time. Their rare, extravagant fur makes it so unique to the fox, although there is a 10% chance of a red fox being born as a silver fox. To this day, they are still thriving in this world.